right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the ProXPN toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there for you. Coming up here tonight, teacher has been sent home for being a model. She's too sexy for her job. We'll give you the details on that. See what you think as well at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have Skype. The Skype username that to which you may connect is lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request. Just do that. It'll be accepted. It'll be easy for you to get on Skype. Although right now we're going to Skype to start things out with special guest Mark, because actually it's Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight in Keene. Mark, you're all the way down in Miami Beach, actually on the water right now.
You know, it's hot, Ian. It's sweltering out here, and I feel terrible for you guys in New Hampshire freezing your bones, but it's hot. I got to take the shirt off.
Don't lie, Mark. You don't feel bad for us up here in the sub-zero Arctic.
I was just trying to be nice, Daryl.
Okay. It was actually snowing here in Keene. It was very beautiful. Anyway, you're at the Bitcoin conference, and right now you're at
I'm on the BitPay. BitPay has sponsored a yacht cruise this evening, so I'm out somewhere in the Intercoastal Waterway, moving out someplace else, I don't know. But we're on a big, giant 133-foot boat, and there's music playing upstairs, and folks are having a good time, and Michelle Seven's dancing away, of course. Mm-hmm. She finds any man that she can push around the dance floor, and she certainly does that.
Yep, and I've heard she has renamed herself the Bitcoin Belle.
She has.
That's right. Oh, yeah, she's dynamo.
So she was one of the things we couldn't talk about in advance of the event. As kind of she
are you calling Michelle Seven a thing now?
One of the items that we could not discuss prior to, there was another thing which would be the special guest speaker. Has that been revealed yet?
The special guest speaker he's still on the list as mystery speaker.
Okay.
I have certainly spoken to him. I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to say, what I am at liberty to say and what I'm not at liberty to say. But
I don't know if we're going to spoil anything. I mean, he's the only other day he could be speaking would be tomorrow, right?
That is correct. He will be speaking tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and break the news at this point. Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar is going to be the special guest speaker at the Bitcoin conference down in Miami. That's pretty cool.
So. Yeah, I'm excited, and he's really in high spirits for a guy who's just waiting some kind of sentence over his head, like the sword of Damocles.
Yeah, for our listeners that don't know, the Liberty Dollar was, and is, I guess, just the business doesn't exist, but the dollars still do. They're silver pieces, and there were also warehouse notes as well, kind of a private alternative currency that, prior to Bitcoin, was the largest, the most popular alternative currency in the United States, and I think he had at one time bragged that over $10 million were in circulation of the Liberty Dollars, which were 1 ounce very fine silver pieces, you know, 0.999 fine silver pieces. And the feds raided him back in 2007. They confiscated all the silver and gold that was in the vault being held at Sunshine Mint for the Liberty Dollar, and they put him out of business, charged him with counterfeiting. A jury of his so-called peers found him guilty, and he's been awaiting his sentencing for 3 years. So it'll be fascinating to hear what he has to say.
So I want to tell you some amazing things that have been announced.
Besides the amazing announcements, tell me about the crowd. You said 2,500 people when we were on the phone earlier.
Right. We expected hundreds of people, maybe 500 at the event was the expectation. I have a tendency to overestimate crowds, Ian, but I'm going to go with 2,500. So and Roger Veer is nodding his head.
All of them are on the boat?
No.
No,
we're talking about the convention. So there's.
I thought the convention was on the boat.
No, it's
now I'm confused.
Miami Beach Convention Center. Right now, Mark is on a boat, which is essentially a soiree being thrown by BitPay.
Okay.
So just to clarify, this is happening in a convention center in the Miami Beach Convention Center, correct?
Yep, that's correct, and it's awesome. So I saw Tony Gallippi from BitPay announce that they now have 20,000 vendors with whom they do business rather than 2,000 a year ago.
Wow.
So if you can imagine that kind of growth in your business. I saw a gentleman named Eric from ZipZap His last name is escaping me at this moment in time. And he said that they're getting ready to roll out the ability for people to go to 700,000 locations around the world after just a little bit of online registration of an account or whatever, and get Bitcoins nearly instantly.
So hold on. So ZipZap is doing Bitcoin transfers now? Because it used to be they were kind of a middleman for the old BitInstant company. You used to go to like CVS, and then ZipZap would shuttle money over to BitInstant, and then BitInstant would fulfill the order. Is ZipZap getting directly involved in that business now?
That is my understanding. I mean, you're talking to somebody who's a little. I was here, but I don't know exactly what I'm hearing. They're doing a rollout on Wednesday in London, so they're going to be trying to doing it in the UK first, and then seeing how that goes, and then they're going to be rolling out worldwide in 2014.
Fantastic. All right. So what else? What other exciting things have you heard this weekend?
And he's going to get on me because he's right here, but the biggest speech of the event was Roger Ver. So far, he had people, afterwards, you know how people line up? There were always just a couple of people that were seeing speakers and stuff like that. So lined up around the corner to see Roger and talk to Roger. They were so excited with him.
Wow.
One guy, Roger, what do you think is most exciting about Bitcoin? Roger doesn't talk about the money transfer, it has a money payment system or anything like that. He says there's an organization of people calling themselves the United States government that kill people around the world. And I like Bitcoin because it stops them from doing that. And I'm just waiting for the crowd to sort of erupt and rip the flesh from his bones. And instead, I mean, people are standing and clapping and yelling. I was just amazed by what I was seeing. There's certainly some freak out listeners, but these people are, these ideas are really getting out there.
So I've got a question for you, Mark, and hopefully you can expound on this. I know what you mean when you say that Bitcoin prevents the government from using whatever to murder and kill people. But for somebody that is listening that isn't aware of how this happens, can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. It makes it a lot. I can make it very easy. In World War II, they had signs up that had, good-looking men in World War II outfits saying, buy bonds. Every bond you buy is a bullet in Johnny's gun, right? And that way you had a more democratic system of people choosing to support a war effort. Whereas during the war on terror, George Bush was asked, what can people do? People wanted to, at the time, they would have supported an invasion in Canada if they thought that was the thing to do. So people asked, what can we do? George Bush said, go shopping. It's undeniable that something changed between 1941 and 2002. That thing was, in fact, the Bretton Woods Accords, but, we can go into that later. The fact is now the United States government can prosecute wars. And I saw an article recently in more than 130 countries around the world, small-scale wars in 130 countries, and they're doing it without your permission, they're doing it without your knowledge, and they're doing it with money they just made out of thin air. They can't do that with Bitcoin. It prevents that. And Bitcoin is the next step in the currency evolution. Bitcoin, if it replaces fiat currencies like the U.S. dollar, the euro, and things like that, then empowers the individual to make democratic. They may still make war, but they're going to make war that people support as opposed to war that people have never heard of.
That's interesting. And so the idea being that as more companies and individuals move toward accepting Bitcoin, that eventually the U.S. dollar will lose its powerful position in the world currency scene, and then the U.S. government will not be as able to just print them out and get people to accept them. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right.
Okay, awesome. I'm glad you asked that question, Daryl, because that's an important point of clarification. Go ahead, Mark.
And I think that's what people here are really, really expecting. I'm amazed by all of the technology that's going on here. Vitalik Buterin from Bitcoin Magazine, but this guy's so much more. He's working on Dark Wallet, which provides full-on anonymity. He's working on Ethereum, which is another amazing technology that works with in conjunction with Bitcoin and color coins and things like that. And people need to look it up.
This is so exciting. I know you're at a party. It's up to you, Mark, if you want to stay and tell us more. Your call.
I'm done.
Have fun out there and maybe call tomorrow night for the Sunday show and give us another update if you don't mind.
Hug Michelle for me.
Have Michelle call us. See ya.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. Speaking of websites, Bitcoin. There are so many sites that are about Bitcoin or in relation to Bitcoin or news about Bitcoin, but also places where you can use Bitcoin. Of course, we'll tell you about Bitcoin Store later on. But Bitcoin's this phenomenon. 2,500 people are at this convention. That's according to Mark's estimates, not an official number. But we went to the Bitcoin convention last year, which was held in San Jose? I get them confused.
San Jose.
San Jose. It was held in San Jose. I don't know where the hell I am. I knew I was at the Bitcoin convention, but there was maybe 1,100 people at that convention. So it sounds like this one, just under a year later, is twice and more than twice as popular. And there's some really exciting announcements happening. Maybe you want to go ahead and get some Bitcoin. I know you're saying to yourself, if you've been following Bitcoin and you haven't gotten any Bitcoin yet, you may be saying to yourself, well, it's a pretty high price right now. 800 some, I think, today is the global average. You can always go to bitcoinaverage.com and find out the current average price, because there's different places at which you can buy it and different prices, obviously, based on the market demand. But, you know, $800 range, somebody might look at that and say, that's pretty pricey. Maybe I want to wait till it goes down. Well,
817 on the average.
Yeah, if you wait till Bitcoin goes down, that could be a bad idea over time. Go ahead and look at the charts. Bitcoin goes up over time.
It was roughly 1 year ago when Bitcoin hit about $20, and I said, I'll buy when it hits 10. And it never went back to 10.
Famous last words. Yeah, I remember saying something like that when it was $10. I was like, I'm going to buy a bunch when it goes back to two. Nope.
Yeah.
There have been some dips here and there, but over time it's gone up. Now, that's not a guarantee that it's going to keep going up. It could go to zero tomorrow, but it seems to me that every day that passes by that it doesn't go to zero means that it's more and more likely to become the world reserve currency. It's just an amazing thing. You want to go and get some Bitcoins? You'll need a wallet first, and we'll tell you how to get one of those later. But go to cashintocoins.com. They make it easy. It's fast, safe, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. Daryl, you and I have both done this more than once. Cashintocoins.com. You can actually go and get less than $40 of Bitcoins, and there's no fee. Now, you spend over $40, the fee is a flat 3%. You won't find a better deal. I've not found a better deal as far as buying Bitcoins, unless you can find some individual who's willing to sell you a Bitcoin in real life for less than 3% on top of the cost. Cashintocoins.com is the best option. You just select the bank to which you want to go and deposit cash, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or any credit union that has what's called shared branching. You go there, deposit into the Cash Into Coins account number that they give you. You take a picture of the receipt, write your special ID number on there, and send it off to cashintocoins.com. In about a business day, you're going to get Bitcoins in your wallet. It's so simple, and it works. Cashintocoins.com. As we continue here, got some Bitcoin-related news. Also, this teacher has been sent home for, well, doing professional modeling. Not even nude modeling. We'll give you some more information about that. Of course, you can call in about anything that you want. And by the way, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Adam. He's in Baltimore. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So the big news of today for the mainstream media has been this shooting that happened at the Columbia Mall in Maryland.
Oh.
And
I haven't even checked the news, honestly, today.
Okay, yeah, that's been the big news of today. And, of course, all the gun control nuts are out there. I'm from Baltimore. I live in Baltimore. So I've been to this mall several times. First of all, what I'm concerned with is the media has not pointed out that this mall has a sign out front of most of the entrances that says, no guns allowed in the mall. Now, why didn't this stop the shooter?
Yeah, exactly.
Number two, Maryland has probably some of the most strict gun control laws in the country. Why didn't this stop the shooter?
It's because those darn New Hampshireites still have gun freedom, and he just went up somewhere like New Hampshire, bought himself a gun, and took it down there.
We need more laws.
Yep.
Just if there was one more law, then that would have stopped it. Oh, wait, I forgot there's already a law against killing people.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say this, because when I was reading the story initially, I was thinking that this just doesn't seem like a random shooting, because it ended up being a total of three people were killed, including the shooter himself. And come to find out, one of my friends actually knows the people that work at the store.
Oh, okay.
and it was a lover's quarrel. This is my words. A lover's quarrel that went to the extreme.
Oh, wow. Wait, hold up. This is what your friends who work at the store? Or,
no,
I'm sorry, where is this coming from?
She doesn't work at the store anymore, but, you know, they know people that know the people that work at the store now.
Okay, so this is hearsay from people that know people about a lover. Go ahead. I just want to make sure we're clear on what this is.
And apparently, the two people that were killed, the girl was the former or current girlfriend that cheated on the shooter.
Oh,
with
boy.
The guy. Yeah, so, you know, it's nothing new. I mean, this happens. All you got to do is Google, you know, man cheats or girl cheats on man.
It does. It doesn't mean it's okay, but it does happen.
I'm not justifying this at all, but I'm just saying, you know, this. I think this may be, yeah, it's very rare that it goes out in public like this, especially at such a public place with so many people. You know,
now, the news is reporting three dead, including the suspected gunman. So the presumption here is that what you're saying is, rumor has it, this guy shot his ex and her boyfriend and then took his own life.
Yep.
Adam, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, just, hey, you know, the laws are out there, guys. If the sign says don't bring guns into the mall, don't do it, you know, just turn around.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's tragic. And he's right. This stuff does happen with people catching a lover in some kind of cheating situation, and then violence occurs. Usually it doesn't result in death. Typically the violence will result in maybe some bodily harm or some broken things that might be thrown about. Some destruction to property is probably more common.
And it's generally not in such a public place.
Yeah,
I realize that, you know, a shopping mall is private property, but it is surely
a
very public place. Most of the time, if there's going to be some sort of love triangle gone bad, it's going to happen
in the bedroom or in the home,
in one of the houses,
right?
Or maybe the front yard of one of the houses, which is still, you know, viewable from the public, but definitely not the same sort of setting where you have potentially hundreds of people witnessing what's going on.
It's definitely a shocking story, but I think it brings up another issue, which is cheating and how common it is. Cheating is very, very common. Look, I get it, man. You love your person that you care about, and you feel like they hurt you by going and having sex with somebody else. But
be
it's
mad
not,
at them.
It's right. Be mad at them. Well, he was. He went and murdered them, apparently. But look, it's common. What's the big deal? It's just sex. Get over it. Move on.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123 FreeSeeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Why get so upset about somebody cheating on you? Apparently, the background story, rumor has it, the shooting happened in Baltimore. I guess it was today.
Columbia, which was about halfway between Baltimore and Washington, D.C.
Thank you. Columbia. Shooting happened in Columbia. The guy was calling from Baltimore.
Yes.
Shooting happened in Columbia, Columbia, Maryland, I guess, right?
Yes.
That three people are dead, the shooter and two victims. Allegedly, the two victims were engaged in a relationship that resulted previously in the shooter being cheated upon by the female in that particular relationship, and that was what led to the killing, allegedly. And presuming that was the case, it's yet another example of somebody going bat-ass crazy after being cheated upon. I get it. It sucks to be lied to in a relationship. It's frustrating.
And something that I said at the end of the last segment and definitely didn't have time to expound on was be mad at the partner, not, and here's what got left out, not the other person. Because, Ian, let's just suppose that I find out that you fool around with my girlfriend. It does no good for me to beat you up because the girlfriend is still going to wind up wanting to be unfaithful.
Mm-hmm.
So I should be mad at her, not you.
What if I knew? One of those things. What if I knew that she was your girlfriend?
It's still on her to want to remain faithful or want to cheat.
I get what you're saying in that the partner.
Now, if it's a thing of, you know, you two are hanging out and I know you're hanging out and you get her totally wasted and
I took advantage.
You took advantage of her. Yeah. That's different than just her flat out cheating.
Okay, so I get what you're saying. In a flat out cheating situation, you're saying the burden really lies on the partner.
On the partner.
But I can see how somebody would also be upset at the other individual, especially if they knew. Like, if they didn't know, then that's one thing. If she was lying to them and saying she was single, that's one thing. It's another thing.
But still, the first thing I would do is dump the girlfriend.
Sure, and that would be the sensible thing to do because there are
not
plenty.
Not find out who is, you know, fooling around with her, because that does no good. That doesn't get to the root of the problem of she wants to cheat.
There are plenty of fish in the sea. There's always somebody else out there. And I think this whole idea of cheating being such a terrible thing, and look, the part that's wrong is the dishonesty about it.
Yes.
I think that what needs to be realized by people is, I'm sorry to break this to you, but you aren't perfect. You aren't going to be able to fulfill everyone that your partner's wants. You're not going to be 100% of everything that that person could possibly want in a partner. That's just unrealistic. Somebody else out there is going to be better than you at some things. You're going to be better than that person at other things. And ultimately, it seems like there's this, it's just so common for people to want to have more than one partner. I think that people need to get over this. I think the people that that go with open relationships really have something that a lot of people who are obsessed with monogamy in this country, they just don't have. They have that openness to be able to communicate, to say, hey, you know, I am interested in this other person, to have this conversation with a loved one, to be open about that. Because then, yeah, it's not easy. I've been in one of these relationships in the past, more than one. It's not easy to have your loved one kind of step out on you, but at least you know, and at least you are aware, and it's not been, you haven't been lied to. That, to me, it's the lying that hurts the most.
Yes.
To not be, to have, you know, had a relationship with somebody and have trust, or what you thought was trust with somebody, that, oh, you can tell me anything, I love you, etc. But no, they didn't tell you about this because, well, they might have thought you would have gotten a gun or something like that and gone crazy. And
oh,
that's not
no.
love.
Last night, I was just out drinking with my friends. And by friends, she means, you know, the guy at the bar that she hooked up with.
It's that's not love. Getting
right.
angry at your loved one for cheating is not love. If you actually really did love that person, then you would forgive them for lying to you, number one, because that was the real wrong, in my opinion. You'd forgive them for lying to you, and then you would go on to say, you know what, if that person is the person who is you feel the best or somebody that you want to spend time with, then I'm happy for you. I'm obviously not the person for you, and while that's disappointing to me because I really care about you, I want what's best for you because I love you. Now, that
yes.
would be the, to me, that would be the mature way of handling discovering that you've been cheated on. And I want to know what you think at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You don't own your partner.
In some countries, you do.
No. Around here, you shouldn't be able to do that. Anyway, we'd love to hear your thoughts. You can bring up anything you want, whether it's thoughts on cheating, the shooting, Bitcoin. Let's go to Dennis. He's in Bozeman, Montana, listening to KMMS. Go ahead, Dennis.
Oh, yeah. Well, a couple of questions and a comment. Personally, I think the commonality of these incidents are because we're losing a moral foundation in our society. One question is, why on earth would you want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you?
Well,
another question
right.
is, why? I was curious, I wonder if this individual was on psychotropic drugs.
There's no evidence yet at this point. I'm not sure. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what kind of drugs?
Oh, any sort of mood-altering Xanax.
Like Ritalin, Adderall, other sorts of prescriptions
Could
that are
be.
Given to people that don't act completely normal.
It's not uncommon for people to flip out when they discover they've been cheated on, though, whether they're on drugs or not, though, right?
Well, yeah, but I'm 60. So when I was growing up, this was unthought of. I mean, if you got mad, you might, you know, punch a guy or something like that, but shooting them? I mean, that was just unthought of. I mean, you just didn't even conceive of it. And I'm trying to figure out what the difference between my generation and what's happening today. Also,
I don't know. I don't know, Dennis. I don't know if I believe that, because I think that this is, for the most part, unthought of. It's not something that happens very often. That's why it's newsworthy. I mean, when somebody murders someone in cold blood over cheating, that's fairly uncommon. I think you're right. Most people will get mad and throw something or destroy some property or, you know, maybe hit somebody like you suggested. I still think all of those are immature things to do.
I think a more common shooting of a cheating spouse is more likely to happen if it's discovered mid-act.
Mm.
If that makes sense, you know, the old movie scene of, you know, two people going at it and then the one partner comes home from being out on the long dusty trail.
Not an uncommon scene.
And walks in on it and then he pulls out his six shooter.
Well, right. Not an uncommon scene in movies, but I would also suggest it probably happened in the past as well. It's just that the news didn't break in the same way in 1950 or in the 1800s for that matter.
Or even in the 1980s. Well, it would take a day or two to find out what happened in Baltimore, Maryland, in Keene, New Hampshire, back in the 80s.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Why doesn't the media, if they're going to give out these these shooting tragedies, why don't they get out the news where a gun saves someone life?
Well, I agree with that, too, Dennis. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And there certainly are plenty of those stories. And thank you again. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
There was a story from, I think it was a couple of years ago, where a guy in a shopping mall in Nebraska was able to stop one of these mass shootings because he was concealed carrying. So there are times to where something does make the headlines of this person with a gun saved some lives.
Speaking of shooting, you can go and get guns, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment, as well as more over at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got the lowest prices. Go and check it out for yourself. ManVentureOutpost.com. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live in moments.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by ProXPN. We've talked about how they bring in the phone lines here, and they also can bring you more privacy online. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. Start with their free app. Now, Daryl, you use Linux. You don't actually use an app with ProXPN.
Right.
Linux users, there's a set of instructions. It's very, very simple. You can get ProXPN working. But everybody else, Windows, Mac, iOS users, Android, there's an app. You download this app, you install it, and then you're protected from your ISP snooping on you. Right now, your internet service provider is probably logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter. And they may be keeping those logs up to 5 years. So you can stop that right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab their app. There's a free account. You can get started right now. Test it out. Now, what do they do? How do they protect you? It's encrypted. It's a global virtual private network. You connect to their server, and your connection to them is encrypted, meaning your ISP is just passing that encrypted data, and they have no idea where you're going anymore. As soon as you start using ProXPN at proxpn.com/FTL. Plus, when you upgrade to their premium account, you get to choose which server you connect to. So maybe you want to make it look like you're in, Prague, for instance. You connect to that server, and then every website you go to from that point will think you're in some other country. And there's also other international servers. There's also different servers in the United States. So that's another way they protect your privacy online. In addition to that, you can also get around internet blockages. I think this is one of the most interesting parts of ProXPN, is that if you're at a workplace or a school, perhaps you're visiting another country, and you are prohibited from accessing certain types of websites or specific content, start using ProXPN. No more blockage. So that solves that problem. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there, learn more about the service, and then when you're ready to order the premium package for unlimited bandwidth and, again, multiple servers to which you can connect, you can use our discount code, FTL20. You'll save 20% off for the price of the premium account for the lifetime of your account. 20% off. Use code FTL20 at ProXPN.com/FTL. Maybe you've got some Bitcoin burning a hole in your Bitcoin wallet and you'd like to spend those instead. Well, they accept Bitcoin now at ProXPN, and you'll save 33% off the annual plan with Bitcoin. So it's your choice. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and again, remember our discount code FTL20, and you've got nothing to lose except your privacy because there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee at proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go back to the phones here. Whether you want to talk about Bitcoin, we talked about the amazing Bitcoin convention going on right now where our regular Saturday night host Mark is currently at, just having fun on BitPay party boat or something like that. Meanwhile, we ended up talking about the shooting in the mall in Maryland, so you're welcome to cover any of those things. Cheating as well. What I'd like to know is, why do people get so upset about this? It's so common. Why not just go into a relationship expecting your loved one to cheat? Maybe then you won't be so surprised and angry when it actually happens.
Because then that sort of shows that you have no trust in your partner.
Well, that's just it. I think that's the thing. People should be honest with their partners about their sexual desires for other people. Let's be realistic. People, I don't think, are built for monogamy. Maybe some people are. I believe that some people really believe that they are, and good for them. But there sure are a lot of people who seem to fancy the idea of monogamy, but end up cheating on their partners. So why not be honest with yourself and your partner? Let's go to the phones, and you can bring up what you want here. 855-450-FREE, the ProXPN toll-free line. Also Skype us at username lrn.fm. Mark is listening in Charleston to WVTS.
How are we doing tonight, guys?
Hey, that's Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Please.
It's about the Bitcoin. It's more or less about, do you guys know anything about the global currency reset? Have you heard about that? Or
no, I have not. Tell me more.
Well, I've been following this group. A good friend of mine that I work with got me in on the currency. I made some currency exchanges before and did real well, you know, and then he got me in on through a few friends that had been to Iraq and fought for the country and whatnot. And they, you know, everybody's betting on when the Iraqi dinar is going to revalue.
Okay.
And that's what this is all about. So my question for you is, I mean, are you familiar with the dinar? Do you think it'll revalue, or would you just put your effort into the Bitcoin instead?
Yeah, I have no interest whatsoever in putting any money into government-created currencies.
Okay.
And the general reason for that is because, and by the way, I'm no professional investor or anything like that, but
mine's
a philosophical reason, and the reason is that governments have central banks, and central banks manipulate the money supply, and they manipulate it to the benefit of themselves, the government in question, and their corporate buddies, and the rest of the people in the countries get screwed by that because of, well, that's inflation. Whenever a central bank just people don't learn this in government school. People are taught in government school that inflation is a rise in prices. Not true. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. Usually that results in a rise in prices, so the rise in prices is a symptom of inflation rather than what actually inflation is.
And
so,
I was taught in government school that inflation is supposed to happen.
Yeah,
there's
surely
supposed to be 3% inflation per year.
It's ridiculous.
And if there's not, then the Fed needs to do stuff to make sure that there's 3% inflation.
Right, so you've got governments of the world inflating their currencies at varying rates. So that's why the currencies of the world, they do play off of one another to some extent. There's a limited amount of competition out there because, you know, the central banks are all to some extent competing with one another. We don't have a world currency yet, but at least a government
the
world
U.S.
currency.
Dollar would be the closest thing to that.
Sure.
Because
sure,
there are a lot of countries around the world that use the U.S. dollar as their official currency.
That's going to start
because
to change.
Because they can't afford to have a central bank.
Right. Well, that also puts them at the whim of the U.S. dollar as well. And
it
the
does.
Federal Reserve. So there's going to be real reason for those countries to really consider a move to Bitcoin in the future. But again, so as these governments are inflating the currency, they're inflating the money supply, prices go up, and ultimately that's all that you're ever seeing when one currency is going up against another currency. It's just two government currencies duking it out. Mark, so I don't trust the government. I don't know about you. I don't trust any state anywhere in the world. But Bitcoin, I trust because the geeks are behind Bitcoin, and Bitcoin is open source. It's decentralized, and it can't be stopped by any state anywhere in the world. And it's just an amazing thing, and there's nothing like it. I mean, yeah, there are other altcoins out there, but they're nowhere near the popularity of the Bitcoin. So to me, Bitcoin's where it's at. But, of course, don't put all your eggs in one basket either.
Sure. No, that's absolutely right. That's what, like I said, the group I follow, you know, I've only been doing this a couple of years. Most of these guys have been doing it for 10 or 15 years. And apparently, I guess the revaluation had already happened, and there's an uproar within our group, and like they're wanting to take this to Washington because there's so many rich people that's cashed out at a very high rate, and yet we're not allowed to see the table. That's why I just didn't know if you guys had heard about that, because like I said, it's starting to become a pretty big deal here.
Here's what I would do. Like, so look at this as another option, or something to consider. look at what people in the old world are saying about Bitcoin, people in the banking cartels.
Okay.
J.P. Morgan, I've got a headline here. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO denounces Bitcoin as terrible, predicts its downfall. There's this cat, Paul Krugman from the New York Times, who wrote a hit piece on Bitcoin. All these big banker types, these big government guys are on the attack on Bitcoin because they see the writing on the wall. They know how powerful this is, and it's a huge threat to their monopolies. So, therefore, if the J.P. Morgan Chase CEO doesn't like Bitcoin, to me, that's a huge endorsement of Bitcoin. And
right.
I hope that helps you a little bit. Also, I'd also recommend gold and silver. Precious metals, of course, are a solution for storing value. Bitcoin's more of a speculative kind of thing for the future. And as far as this could be something that could be a world currency, gold and silver, I don't think will ever be world currencies. They're just too difficult to deal with. You don't want to carry around a bunch of gold and silver.
So I did a Google search.
Yeah, hold on. If you do want to get some gold and silver, we sell it through our friends over at Midas Resources at gold.freetalklive.com. And, Mark, thank you for your call tonight.
Thank you.
When Mark asked about the global currency reset, I did a Google search, and the top result is an article titled Global Currency Reset, the Amero, the Gold-Silver Ratio, and $150 Silver. So it sounds as though it's one of these scare tactics sort of things.
Well, I'd love to see $150 silver. I hope we see that someday. Silver's come down in price over the last couple of years.
Yes.
It had gone up to around 40 or 50 bucks at one point. Now it's back down around 20.
What makes me think that this is a scare tactic sort of thing is Amero. Because remember that was the thing. The U.S. and Canada and Mexico, they're going to merge and be the North American Union, and there's going to be the Amero.
This was a big scare, like, probably a decade ago at this point, the Amero. Maybe 05, somewhere around there?
Yeah, between 05, 08, 09 is when it sort of started going out of favor.
It never, like, came out. There was never anything beyond just some speculative internet articles about it, right?
And a couple of treaties that people claim were signed in secret and never ratified by the Senate as they're supposed to be. I don't think it's going to happen.
You know,
I would be surprised.
I'll share with you what this J.P. Morgan Chase CEO has to say about Bitcoin here in a moment. Also, we'll talk about the teacher has been sent home. There's more than one. You've got another story like this, Daryl. Teacher's modeling. Not even nude modeling. Just modeling. She's in trouble. More coming up. Your thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under 40 bucks. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.